One balmy evening in the South Pacific, a Navy ship spied smoke coming from one of three huts on a deserted, uncharted island. Upon arriving at the shore, the crew was met by a shipwreck survivor. He said, "I'm so glad you're here. I've been alone on this island for over 20 years. The captain replied, "If you're alone, why do I see three huts?" The survivor answered, "Well, I live in one hut and I go to church in another hut." The captain asked, "Well, what about the third hut?" And the shipwreck survivor said, "Well, that's where I used to go to church." There is a lot of wisdom in that, because ever since Martin Luther and Henry VIII and others broke off of the Catholic Church back in the 16th century, more and more denominations are starting every day. The last count I heard is that there's 42,000 different Christian denominations and growing every day. More and more are splintering off, breaking off of the church, and they're breaking off of other churches. And yet today we celebrate the feast day of Pentecost, the birthday of our Catholic Church. Today is a beautiful feast day of Pentecost. The word Pentecost means the 50th day. So this was a Jewish feast day. It commemorated when God gave the law to Moses. And notice, this is the day that God chose to send us and to give us His Holy Spirit upon the church. Some have called this the birthday of the Catholic Church. Others have called Pentecost the baptism and confirmation of the Catholic Church. It was when Our Lady was gathered with the disciples in the upper room that the Holy Spirit came down upon them. And these scared, weak fishermen were transformed into become apostles and saints and eventually martyrs for their faith. That was the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. So we truly believe that our Lord Jesus Christ founded His church upon the apostles and sent the Holy Spirit upon them at Pentecost. So we look today to the blessing that we have of being part of the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. These are called the four marks of the church, the four clear signs of the church that Christ founded. The church is one holy Catholic and apostolic. It's one because we have one founder, Jesus Christ, one Pope that He has left. We have one universal catechism of the Catholic Church, one liturgy that is the same throughout any parts of the world that you may visit. Yes, it's in different languages, but it's still the same liturgy. One set of prayers. Everyone knows the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be, the Apostles' Creed. The Church is one in its teachings and its doctrines and in its founder. The Church is holy, not because every member of the Church is holy yet, but because our founder, Jesus Christ, is holy. He gives us the seven sacraments to enable us to become holy. The teachings and doctrines of the Church can help to make a person holy if they follow them. Then the Church is Catholic, which means universal, existing in every country of the world. And the Church is for both the poor, the rich. It exists in every nation. It is truly universal. And then the Church is apostolic, which means it can trace itself back to the apostles upon which Christ founded His church. The church is apostolic. Every bishop, Catholic bishop, was ordained and consecrated by a previous bishop, all the way back to one of those apostles that received the gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. A priest once said, and it really struck me when he said this, he said, "I believe that every good thing that I've received in my life has been given by God to me through the Holy Catholic Church." And I thought about that as well. And I think that's true for me as well, that every good thing we've ever received in life has come from God through His church. my very existence is because my mom and dad met through the Catholic Church. They met through the Legion of Mary, a Catholic organization. That's how they met and fell in love. So I wouldn't even be here were it not for them meeting through the church. And of course, our baptism was a gift of God that He gave each one of us through our Catholic faith. The Holy Eucharist, being able to receive Jesus every Sunday or every day, is a tremendous gift that the Lord gives us through His church. Our relationship with Jesus comes to us because He has established His church, and the church has taught us, as the Holy Mother Church, to come to know and love Jesus. We think of the seven sacraments, whether you receive the sacrament of matrimony or, in my case, the priesthood. What a gift that these sacraments have been in our life. The ability to go to confession, the ability to receive the anointing of the sick before surgery or in serious illness or danger of death. These holy sacraments have been such a great blessing for us, our confirmation that strengthened us in our faith. And it was our Holy Catholic Church that taught us about our Blessed Mother, that she is our spiritual mother as well. And we have the great example of the saints that are our friends in high places. They are role models, our intercessors for us, to try to help us become holy. And if it were not for the church that Jesus founded, we would not have the Bible. The church is the one who compiled the Bible. The church is the mother of the Bible, putting together the authentic books of the Old Testament and New Testament under one cover. We would not have the Bible were it not for our Catholic faith. And then we think of the moral teachings of the church, that the church always guides us into the correct teachings on the sanctity of human life, from the moment of conception until natural death, that human life is precious and sacred in the womb and at the end stages of life. And for those that are handicapped in other ways, the church still holds up every human life as precious and sacred in the eyes of God. The church continues to uphold the sanctity of marriage between man and woman. And again, the taking care of the poor and the needy throughout the world. So the Lord has given us such a tremendous gift when we think of our holy Catholic faith. There's a beautiful book I would recommend by Matthew Kelly. It's called Rediscovering Catholicism. And when the book Rediscover Catholicism came out, I was looking through it. And in that book, it's again an excellent book for fallen away Catholics. If you know anybody that's ever left the church, give them that book, Rediscover Catholicism. It talks about all the different modern philosophies that are out there in today's society, and then how our Catholic faith can bring us into that personal, deep relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That the church is there for us to heal our wounds, to reconcile us, to be God's instrument, to help us grow in holiness, and to come to truly know and love our Lord Jesus Christ. And in that book, there's a very good chapter called The Seven Pillars of Catholic Spirituality. So Matthew Kelly says that if you do these seven things, you will certainly grow in your faith. Number one, regular confession. Not only once a year, but at least four times a year, or perhaps even every month. Regular confession. Number two, daily prayer. Say your morning offering when you wake up every day and pray every day. Spend at least 10 or 15 minutes every day talking to God. Number three, regular attendance at Mass on every Sunday and Holy Day. Give God at least that 1 hour every Sunday and every Holy Day to be able to worship God, praise God, love God, honor God, thank God, and then receive Him in Holy Communion. Number four, daily reading of the Bible, at least 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day of reading of sacred scripture. I'd recommend starting with the Gospels. That's the best place to start. And then the Acts of the Apostles, and then work your way through the New Testament. And then go back to the beginning and start with Genesis. Number five, he says, is fasting. regular fasting, maybe once a week, skip a meal and give that money to the poor. He says it'll help you to grow in holiness to do some moderate fasting on occasion, especially during Lent and Fridays during Lent, Ash Wednesday, Good Friday. Number six, good spiritual reading. Spiritual reading would be especially from the lives of the saints and the writings of the saints. They're the ones that truly lived out the sacred scripture. So good spiritual reading. I love to learn about the saints. I love the history of the church and the spirituality of the different fathers and doctors of the church. The wealth of knowledge that these saints can give us is tremendous. So good spiritual reading. And lastly, number seven, he recommends the daily praying of the Holy Rosary. Giving the Lord that 15 minutes every day to meditate and contemplate on the life of Christ and His Blessed Mother. So those, he says, are the seven pillars of Catholic spirituality. Confession, daily prayer, the Mass, the Bible, fasting, spiritual reading, and the Rosary. So on this Pentecost Sunday, I encourage you to be grateful to God for the gift of our holy Catholic faith, the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church founded by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given to us at Pentecost and given to us by our baptism. Let's not neglect or take for granted these tremendous gifts that the Lord has given us by being part of our holy Catholic faith.